sunup to sundown. 13 hours of live and local sports talk. Only on The Roar.
You'll never find as long as you live someone who loves you tender like I
see your strategy, Mike. So, because you're a singer, right? Your family, you had a long line of singers in the family.
No matter how you search.
You're all singers. And so I come on the show and I say, well, singers, there's not a talent in singing. And then you play the greatest singers of all time. Next year you play Gladys Knight for me or something.
Mickey, let me tell you something.
And make me realize just how good singers are.
Wednesday night we had this surprise birthday party for my aunt. She has a grand piano. Mm. She can play anything. She used to play, they call it the City Club now, but it used to be the Commerce Club. She was the resident vocalist and piano player up there. She can play anything. And we cranked up. We were singing and playing Billy Joel and
I was gonna say
Elton John.
The next time you're ever to go, sing us a song, the other piano
we
aunt.
We sang that. The whole family, we were all, oh man, it was such
a
great night.
She's the piano aunt?
She is my piano aunt. She's awesome. Yep.
We're all in the mood.
We had a great birthday celebration for her the other night. I'm so thankful for her.
I love it, man. I love it. Great stuff. Hey, my friends at Trail, TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. The upstate of South Carolina has an absolutely treasure in Trail. And you're going, what are you talking about? They're builders. Well, we've got a bunch of really good schools here. And we've got a bunch of good municipality buildings here, like our libraries and our city halls and our police departments and all that. Our medical facilities. Doctor's office is like we've got a lot of really good things here, and Trail has played a big, big, huge part of that. And the numbers really are amazing, too. TREHEL.com. Find out more about who this company is. Trail is the best builder in the leading commercial builder. I love the numbers. I talk about numbers. 1,700 projects since 1982. Over $2 billion of economic growth to the upstate of South Carolina. And I mean, that's major. This is one of the most important companies in our region. And then the high and low. You want the high number or low number first, Mike?
Let's go low first.
Never been sued, never sued anybody. That's unheard of. And you got lawyers that are retired off litigation from construction. High number, 85% repeat business. 85% of the clients come from repeat business. People that build with them always build with them. Love it. Let me get to Scott in Greenville. Then we backed up our ReedLandCo.com hunting and fishing report. Scott's been hanging on forever. Scott, thanks for hanging, man. How you doing?
Becky, little PSA before I get started. The cell phone law in South Carolina is in full effect.
Did you find this out the hard way?
Yeah.
Did you get busted?
I found this out. I did, but I got a warning. But he did explain to me. He says, you know, they're telling everybody it's a $100 fine, but it's not. It's actually $282, depending on the cop that arrested it, that pulls you over. He was kind enough to give me a warning, but he did say, but this is your only warning because they keep track of that stuff. And so now I'm in the system with a warning, and I can't ever do it again.
So can you go hands-free, though?
I can go hands free, but when I drive my old pickup truck, man, I can't do that, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
It did not happen in Berea, or I would have got the mayor to. I'd have made
the mayor would have erased that thing so fast.
I would have helped you out, Scott.
Yeah, but now I got a convicted felon over here on the line with Scott now, a criminal.
But hey, I just had a quick question for you this morning.
Right.
Clemson takes care of business tonight like they're supposed to. And Florida wins like they're supposed to. Man, you're in a win-win on Sunday because whoever wins that game, you're going to be happy because a lot of us remember you used to be a Gator.
I told the story many times on the air. I was a Gator out of financial obligation. The Gators bought me.
Yeah.
Okay? The Gainesville Touchdown Club flew me down.
Black Tie Fair. Yeah.
And the Gainesville Mall there, they had this newsstand in this Gainesville Mall that sold like 300 of our magazines a month. The Gainesville Sun took my syndicated newspaper column, and they had me down for games. And my good friend Lawson Holland, the late Lawson Holland, one of my best friends in the world, was a wide receiver coach there. And so they bought my loyalty. And then once Lawson left with Steve Spurrier once he went to the Redskins at the time. That was it for my Gator stuff. I don't pull for Florida, but
did they treat you like Max Crosby and put you on a commercial flight down, or did they make you fly with the normal people? Did you see that whining in the news yesterday?
I didn't see that.
He said the Ravens flew him in on a plane with normal people, and then made him drive 2 hours to their facility from they flew him into D.C. and made him drive 2 hours. He said it was jacked up. But is that the treatment you got, or did you get the royal red carpet treatment?
I got the red carpet. This is true now. This is because I consulted with a couple touchdown clubs after this. The Gainesville Touchdown Club, it was a night meeting. You know, at lunch meetings, touchdown clubs do it for lunch meetings. And you're always like rushed because everybody has to get back to work. The Gainesville Touchdown Club, it's coat and tie, and it's at the Gainesville Country Club. And you go to a member's house. They have a pre social event, and so about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you go to one of these members' houses, and y'all take their golf carts up. But I mean, that's a wingding, man. Like, it's a huge affair. Yeah. And so they had me at hello. They were great to me.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you, brother. Hey, real quick, I wanted to throw a baseball thing out there. Did you see that this young cat, Didier Fuentes, for the Braves in spring training, has faced like 28 batters, got 27 of them out, 17 strikeouts, no runs. The kid is slinging it, man.
I've not seen this. I've got to do some research. Is he gonna make the roster? How old is he? What's his deal?
How do you not, man? They brought him up as a stint last year with all the injuries. I mean, I don't see how you don't do it. Now we got more injuries, so you got some pitchers down again. So, I would think he's on the roster swinging that kind of stuff.
What's his cat's name? What's his cat's name again?
Didier Fuentes. 6 days, buddy.
Yeah, it's here. I'm looking down. Didier Fuentes is how old is this guy? He's 20 years old.
20 years old.
Yeah. 6 foot 170. Tiny little fella.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. Yep. All right. I'll keep an eye on
him. He's dealing it. 6 days away, man. Let's go.
I love it. Thank you, buddy. Always good to hear from you. Tell you smoking hot wife hello. See you, buddy. That didn't sound right. Tell you smoking hot wife hello. He calls you a smoking hot wife. I just want to tell her hello.
That's right.
Last year in four games, he was 0-3 with a 13.85 ERA. Yeah, I'm all excited about Didier. Because spring training, he's good. He's turned it around, I guess. Last year, it wasn't good, though. 13.85, 0-3, and four starts. Hold on. Let me give you a starts right quick. No game log stuff. Never mind.
I think the Yankees this year are just going to be able to call him Diddy.
Oh, no. We're not going that route. This upcoming segment brought to my great friends at Reedy Landco, reedylandco.com, a little hunting and fishing, and John Stillwell. Good morning, friend. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. Are you in the Midlands today? What are you doing down there?
No. That's it's this coming week. Not this weekend, but the following weekend. Okay. So next weekend, the 27th through the 29th.
What else is going on? What do we have?
So it's the annual DNR big expo at the State Fairgrounds called the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic.
All right.
So it's 3 days. It's just a big outdoor expo. They'll have vendors. They've got dock dogs. You know, they've got a 5,000-gallon fish tank. They've got a place where the kids can catch their first fish. You know, everything outdoors, fishing and hunting. They've got somebody there that can give you what you're looking for. So just a cool way to. Kind of the annual, you know, opening of spring for outdoorsmen in South Carolina. Now that we've made turkey season push the opening date back to early April, it's kind of a good opening to spring, and you're able to get there before you hit the turkey woods too.
Tickets, is it cost to get in free? What do we have here?
It's $12 for a single day pass for an adult.
Okay.
You can get a weekend pass if you live in the Midlands for $20 and go every day. Kids 12 and under are free. So good. It's a great way to take your kids out, and won't cost you anything extra other than your ticket. And there's lots to do, lots for them to you know, experiential stuff for them to get hands-on with, and great time to get your family out.
All right, let's compare this. I'm looking now on the site, John, and I'm seeing they got the dock dogs, the dogs flying out, and you know where they do the long jump.
How did I neglect the dock dogs? That's everybody's favorite.
Oh man, there's nothing better than seeing those dogs just fly through the air and hitting the water that way. That's the Bob Beamon long jump stuff there. All right, so compare this. Here's what I know about these things. I've got gun and knife shows. I've got the boat show. I've got down in Charleston. What do you call that down there? The wildlife.
Yeah, you got all that. Yeah, the wildlife expo.
All right, compare them then. What's the creme de la creme? What is this? How does this rank compared to all the other festivals and classics and all the stuff we have?
So I would say Seawee is the Gainesville Touchdown Club.
Okay, the big dogs.
So it's big dogs. You know, it's
when is that?
That's gonna be everybody busting out their barber jackets and their fedoras and seen and be seen and art exhibits, all that kind of stuff.
And that's when you go when you say, is everybody here? And you go, everybody who is somebody. Everybody who is somebody in that industry will be there.
Or wants to be somebody, yeah.
Right. When is that one? When is that Seawee?
That just happened in fast. That's always in mid-February every year. So all that right. just happened down in Charleston.
All right.
The expo is more of the people's expo. It'll be it's kind of like going to a football game, Mickey. You'll see people from all walks of life. The same guy who was at Seawee last month. He'll be here maybe looking for a turkey call, or you may see Salt of the Earth folks who are just looking for a way to inexpensive way to get their family out for a good activity on Saturday.
Nice. Now you got like dinners and outings, because don't we do all that? We've got a lot of the hunting organizations, fishing organizations. You got dinners and nights and
yeah,
things like this,
they,
right?
The Seawee, they get a lot more of that. There is a dinner, if anybody's interested, for the Harry Hampton Fund, which is it's the outdoors fund that raises money actually for South Carolina DNR, that funds things that their state appropriated funds either won't allow them to spend the money on for certain items or things that they just don't get enough money in their budget for. Yeah. So if anybody wants to do that, there's a banquet for that Thursday night for the Harry Hampton Fund. There may be other stuff that I'm not aware of, but
like,
I know that's
going on. Ducks Unlimited, you guys have dinners and all that fundraiser type stuff too.
You'll get all that. Typically, there's a lot of those things associated with the nights of Southeastern Wildlife Expo in Charleston. Not as much. For the Columbia event, but there is that one Thursday night, and I'm sure there's a couple more.
And we still have boat shows. We still do that. I was a kid; I had to go to boat show every year. My dad would dream every year.
Yeah, they're still doing the boat shows. I know they just had one in Greenville last month. So that kind of stuff. You don't see as much about the gun and knife shows anymore. I know they still go on, but all good ways to get out and. Check some stuff out. I'll be there in Columbia on Friday. If anybody wants to stop by the National Deer Association booth and say hello, I'm sure I'll find my favorite turkey call maker down there and check his stuff out. And maybe pick up a new call before the season starts.
They'll be scoring antlers there, according to their website.
They will.
Here. Yeah.
They if you were fortunate enough to take a nice buck, they have an antler scoring station where you can drop your mount off. They will have official Boone and Crockett scores, measure your deer, and if it's a typical rack, which means it's symmetrical and doesn't have a lot of weird extra points and things like that, the minimum is 125 inches to make the South Carolina state record book. So you can have your trophy measured and see how it does.
One of the things you do, final question for you, John, one of the things you guys do an awesome job of getting the young people involved in it. My son is enthralled with hunting right now. Like, man, that's it. All he talks about all the time. I guess this is just awesome. I see you got Nature Nick there, and you got hog troughs there and all that stuff. This looks like a great place to take the kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest component of it, is they really do a great job of of providing educational opportunities for kids here, hands-on stuff to get them fired up about the outdoors, fishing and hunting, and as we talk about all the time, that's important to us at Reedy Land Co., as it should be for everybody who cares about the future of the sports.
All right, I was on the site last night, man. I got to tell you, every time I go to the site, I try to find a different piece of property, and it's a smorgasbord right now. It can't be any better than this time of year and some of these amazing properties at ReedyLandCo.com.
Mickey, it's my favorite time of year to walk property. It's leaves are coming out on the trees. It's going to be beautiful this weekend, and we've got some great options for homesteads, for hunting properties, for anything you can imagine. So you know, we live to get out of that office and get out there with folks and walk property and make dreams come true. And we'd love to help the folks with that. So go to ReedyLandCo.com. to see all of our inventory. If you want to reach out to me, my number is 864-414-1879.
Place to find it, ReedyLandCo.com, 414-1879. They'd love to help you out and make some dreams come true, like you said. John, always appreciate it, my friend. Safe travels back and forth to the Midlands next week.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Mike.
All right, John Stilwell, ReedyLandCo.com. Mike, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Roy Philpott's not joining us this week. Roy is en route to Columbus, Ohio for the women's tournament on ESPN. I want to see who he has for that one. Anyway, that's the Philpott game with the women's tournament up there. So he is en route to Columbus in the air, so he can't join us this morning. Anyway, we'll get back to him next week. He said, hey, Patterson Tax Service, doing a great job with your taxes. I want to tell you, normally you folks might say, well, I don't have time Monday through Friday. Well, how about Saturday now? How about just dropping them off now? How about email them to them now? They're making this thing so easy on you. You don't have time to come in and meet with them? Drop your taxes off. You don't have time to even stop by? Email them in. If you have questions about how to go about it, just call them and set an appointment up. If you're in the area, not like you get your taxes stuff with you, and you say, man, I had an extra 30 minutes this morning to go by there and drop this stuff off. They'll take care of it for you. They want to make this as easy, greasy, lemon squeezy. They're my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Open phone lines. Tiger Didox at phone lines. Phone calls and texts right after this.
The tournament is back. The upsets are inevitable. And Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Now, y'all know I love playing Underdog all year long, all seasons, doesn't matter. But right now, in hoops, is the best time to play. And playing on Underdog is a cinch. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats, like points, rebounds, steals, etc. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Like I said, this is the time to get in on the games with Underdog. And right now, download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Bold, dramatic, show-stopping, designer pieces from Turner's Jewelers are bound to astound and draw all eyes to you. From Pandora to Rolex and so much more, your favorite brands are waiting for you to wow loved ones or accent your own wardrobe or become the designer yourself. Work with our expert team to custom build captivating jewelry. When it's time to make a statement, visit turnersjewelers.com or our store in Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
When comfort matters most, trust Davis Services to keep your home running smoothly. Every spring, hundreds call us when their HVAC breaks, but you can avoid the hassle. Our preventative maintenance plan costs less than $21 a month,
and includes two seasonal visits, repair discounts, and priority scheduling. Take advantage of special spring pricing. Sign up today and call 864-578-9233 for peace of mind all year.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are underinsulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, talk to me about Bradford Pears.
This plant was designed in a lab lots of years ago, and unfortunately, it was put to the market before it had reached maturity. So when they get big, they start falling apart. So we don't plant them anymore. They're an invasive species now. We'd recommend putting something else in its place because the urban forest is important. Find us on the web at schneidertree.com or call us at 864-244-3088.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by The Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit dabosallinteam.com for more information.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Mike, we need to do a double dog dare segment. Like, I double dog dare you to eat this, or a double dog dare you to do this, whatever. We need to do that, and it's sponsored by Double Dog Video.
Oh, man, I'm not good at eating eating crazy stuff.
Really?
Like, yeah. The old shows on TV where they make you eat the spiders and the bugs.
Fear Factor and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Fear Factor. I couldn't do that.
No, I'm with you on that one. Double Dog Video is a much better deal, though. If you don't, the Double Dog Dare is if you don't like the video, you don't pay for it. And you give it back to them, and then they do that. But for your church, for your business, for your for everything that you're looking for in video, let these folks take care of it for you. He's going to tell your story. They're going to write the copy if you need it. They're going to do the videography. They do the editing. It's professionalism. It's 30 years of experience and 60 national and regional awards. We did it here at the station. John is talented. I love watching that talent shine through. Check him out online, doubledogvideo.com, doubledogvideo.com. Open phone lines for the last 30 minutes of the week. Single game season, Chad in Columbia. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Mick, hearing John talk about Seawee versus Sportsman's Classic was hilarious. So Seawee is a place where everybody dresses like they're quail hunting or something, but nobody's ever hunted in their life, yeah. Like a huge fashion show.
Yeah.
And then the Sportsman's Classic are the dudes that they can't keep a wife or a job because all they do is hunt, you know? So anyways, a hilarious story about Sportsman's Classic. So when we were in high school, it was like $5 or $6 to get in. But if you paid $5 or $6, they had all these tobacco vendors and dip vendors that would give away free dip. And, Mick, we'd get, like, thousands of dollars of tobacco for our $5. So that was,
now, were you
– got us hooked.
Did you – like, were you allowed to chew it, though? Like, was it – or did you have to sneak it?
I mean, not in front of my parents, yeah, but, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you sneak it away,
we'd get it and give it our buddies and, sell it. Yeah, it was awesome.
You're a dealer. You're a tobacco dealer. I like it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I like it.
Yeah, but I got hooked on the supply. Hey, Mick, I want to ask you this.
And you're cutting your profits, man. Like you're
exactly. Yeah, Sportsman's Classic was the devil.
Yeah.
Hey, Mick, I've been thinking about it. You know, we've been talking about the demise of South Carolina Athletics. Would they be better off if the SEC kicked them out of the conference? Or would they be better off if they chose to leave the SEC? And the reason I say that is, like, what good does the SEC revenue do them now? Like, their assistant AD maybe makes an extra $80,000 a year more, or they're able to pay their swim coach or their tennis coach $75,000 more than Wake Forest is able to pay theirs. I mean, what does it do for them? you know, their basketball coach doesn't make a fortune. Their baseball coach, I mean, you know, doesn't make a fortune. I mean, they're not winning. They don't pay Beamer, you know, more than, you know, North Carolina pays Belichick or Clemson pays Dabo. They have no chance to compete in football in the SEC. I mean, we have a 40-year track record of that. They have, honestly, at this point, Mick, you could argue they have no chance at basketball. I mean, they've historically been awful, and now all these SEC teams are putting money and resources in basketball. And so their one shining light was baseball. And now, you know, you got the Arkansas, the Vandys, Florida. I mean, they're not going to be elite like they were in that. So, like, Mick, what good other than, like, SEC merch and being able to pull for SEC teams in bowl games and
Let me ask you this. All right, what
I think they'd be better off getting kicked out.
All right, because you live in Columbia, you know more of this than I do, and I should know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about some of the things I don't know about. Men's golf is kind of average, right? They don't do great there.
Right.
Men's soccer's not very good right now, right?
Yeah.
Swimming and diving's not. Men's tennis, they're not very good, are they?
Yeah, dude lives in my neighborhood, but I think they were decent last year, but not.
And then he
went to Clemson, man. Like Clemson guy.
Oh, really?
Him and his wife. His wife played soccer at Clemson, too.
All right. And then track and field, men's track and field, they're not great. Now, women's basketball, they're good. I don't know how they're on beach volleyball, cross country, equestrian, don't know, don't care. Women's golf, they're really good. Women's soccer, they're pretty good, right? Aren't they pretty good?
I have no idea.
Softball, they're kind of ranked like Verge, top 25, I think. I don't know about women's tennis or women's track anymore. Curtis Frye was great at track. For volleyball's not, I don't think they're great. But here's my other question. Like, if you'd have told me 5 years ago who has the worst athletic department, South Carolina or Vanderbilt, you'd say Vanderbilt, right?
No doubt.
So, but Vanderbilt right now, Vanderbilt finished 16th in the college basketball's final regular season poll, and they finished 15th in the final poll in football. Now, it's crazy. Vanderbilt's not ranked in baseball right now, which seems crazy. The worst of the three men's sports at Vanderbilt is baseball. But so – now, I don't know. I guess Nashville maybe, or the alumni base having more money at Vanderbilt. Obviously, NIL is a game changer for them. But does South Carolina not have Vandy money maybe?
Yeah, I think that, Mick. And, I mean, I think being a private school, maybe they're really, like, be a little shadier. Like, it's kind of the same that way with Duke basketball probably and Duke football, you know. But man, I really do think like they should be. It would be a blessing for them to get kicked out of the SEC. I think they would be better on a national level because, like you know, South Carolina was 4-8 this year in football. I think if they're in the Big 12 or ACC, they're in a bowl game.
Yeah.
And I think it would be better for their fans. I think they could compete better in baseball, basketball, and football if they're in a different conference.
I did say this. Ray Tanner's the worst thing that happened to him in recent years. Well, they're bored, too. I was talking to a friend yesterday in college baseball who said that Ray did not want to hire Paul Mainieri. Ray wanted to hire Monty, but the board wouldn't let him hire Monty. I'm not sure Monty would have been any better or any worse. I don't know that, but Mainieri's been in a disaster. But so Ray gets some blame that he doesn't deserve. But he's the worst thing to happen to the athletic department. But the other thing that in the last 10 years has happened is Texas and Oklahoma coming in. And I mentioned it before they even talked about it, that if you're South Carolina, you don't want Texas and you don't want Oklahoma in. Because in all three major sports, you're two more slots down the trough. You're getting way, way less in all three major sports, and there's two more losses on the schedule for you. Like you don't want that, but the league has changed that way. And then Vanderbilt gets good, man. You don't need Vanderbilt being good in football. And
all right, man. Let me ask you this honest question: yep. If you were a Gamecock fan, born and bred, okay. What would your honest goal, and let's say you're 45 years old, what would your honest goal for your life be in the three major sports? Like, do you think you could ever win the conference in football? Do you think you could ever win a national championship? Would it be just to make a 12-team playoff? Like, what would be your honest goal for each sport? And I'll hang up, listen.
Thank you, buddy. In football, I mean, Indiana kind of changed things. Right? I mean, didn't Indiana... It gave hope to the hopeless. Indiana was worse than South Carolina in football 4 years ago, and they just won a national championship. Another thing is, I have to be able to dream. I want to dream big. I don't want to dream small. I don't want to. Now, expectations and dreams are two different things. Like, my wife probably expects me to look like me and stay in pretty good shape and, you know, cook a steak every once in a while on the grill. What, you know, her dreams would be to me to look like George Clooney and have 5-star meals every single night. So it's two different things. But I do think it's okay as a fan to dream. So the dreams would be we could be Indiana. Now, everybody else is saying we could be Indiana too. But the point is, like, if one can do it, then others can too. You know, like Indiana's like Rosa Parks. Like, we kind of changed things. Changed the whole attitude about everything, right? With that said, it's still, you do have to understand what you're up against, and it's extremely difficult. So my expectations, I think you ought to win 8 games every year. I think you can schedule 8 wins. And I think you ought to be better than Arkansas and better than Vanderbilt and better than Kentucky and better than Mississippi State. And like, I think you can do that. In basketball, I would have a completely different approach. I dump money in men's basketball. We would be one of the biggest spending teams in the country because I still think you can win in basketball with one or two good players and one great coach and turn things around in a hurry in basketball. So I would have higher expectations for basketball than football. And in baseball, I mean, we can say this. The baseball has changed, and Ray Tanner had a much easier job because at the time, all that SEC money, like South Carolina was outspending Ole Miss. South Carolina was outspending Mississippi State. They're outspending, I mean, almost everybody but LSU in baseball. And now A&M is in, and they're in big time. And Florida is in, and Kentucky's spending big money in baseball. And so is Oklahoma, and so is Auburn now, and so is Georgia now, and so is Arkansas now. Like, Ray Tanner had a much easier deal than these guys have it now because that money's trickled down.
Mickey, we know it's when, not if. When South Carolina makes the change, who do they find that's better?
They'll go Monty in the interim, but Monty won't win the job. You got to go somewhere else. It's an attractive job. The facility's good. The history's good.
Do you go young and go Landon Powell?
Well, you don't go old. So, so normally when you make a change because something's broken, if you make a change and it's going good, you stay in. So you hire an assistant that's in your program. If things are going bad, you got to go opposite. So Landon Powell will be a good guy because he's a Gamecock. With Palmiere is outside and an old guy. So you go Landon Powell because he's inside and he's a young guy. He's a Gamecock guy. Maybe.
And he's had proven success.
Yes. So you might go lower level and go that route. But I would have high expectations there, but I would have lower expectations than what you would normally think. South Carolina was the premier baseball program in the country 10 or 12 years ago. I don't think that's possible anymore because, like right now, Mike, Texas is number 2 in the poll. Arkansas is 3. Auburn's 4. Mississippi State is 5. Georgia is 6. Georgia's 7, I should say. Oklahoma State is 8. I mean, poor Kentucky's 15. Florida's 18. Tennessee's 22. A&M's 23. Like, yeah, it's impossible to climb all of that, in my opinion. I'd have higher expectations for men's basketball than anything else. At the expense of the women's program. That's my point. And then finally, to that point, Mike, that I was trying to make, the second worst thing to happen to South Carolina athletic department in the last 10 years is Texas and Oklahoma coming in. Texas is second in baseball right now, D1 baseball poll, and Oklahoma is 8. Texas is in the NCAA basketball tournament, and now going to the second round. They won 2 NCAA tournament games. Oklahoma's not very good there. And then in football, let's see, we're right for the final. Obviously, we know Texas and Oklahoma's good. I'm just trying to give you some data on it rather than just that. Texas finished 12th in the country. Oklahoma finished 13th in the country. Texas and Oklahoma are better than South Carolina and should be better than South Carolina in football, baseball, and basketball. And so if you're South Carolina, yeah, they bring in more money, But now, in a instead of a 14-team league, now a 16-team league, and now instead of being the eighth best team in one sport, now we're the 10th best. Instead of being the 10th best, now we're the 12th best. Instead of the 12th best, now we're the 14th best. So, 14th best, we're 16th best. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're moving just farther down the totem pole, man. And that makes it tougher to get bids. It makes it tougher for us to have, you know, recruit. And like, Oklahoma and Texas coming into that league, along with the money they bring, because now Georgia football has more money, and A&M football has more money, and Alabama football has more money, but so does Auburn football, baseball, and basketball. So does Tennessee football, baseball, and basketball. So you don't – those schools that weren't even a power – Ole Miss wasn't a baseball power a few years ago, right? Like, Vanderbilt wasn't a power. Tennessee baseball wasn't a power, but now all of a sudden they got more money and they got a little taste of it, a little taste of success, and it just makes it much, it's much more difficult to do. So, again, if you're Ray Tanner and whoever the president was at the time, you would have voted against this. They didn't vote against it because it had to be unanimous and all this stuff, you know, to make it look like it's unanimous. But that's, you did not want it. When you heard news of Oklahoma and Texas coming into the league, you're like, that methylate moment, you know, like, oh, man, oh, my God, I don't want that. You know, it's cute and it's great. It's, oh, man, go SEC. But what you're saying is we got two more bloodlettings. We're going to get pummeled two more times in every sport. Pummeled. Texas, Oklahoma came in this year and pummeled South Carolina football. In Williams-Brice. Right? Like, you can say all you want to, oh, man, we're tough. Oklahoma stole South Carolina's lunch money 27-6, and it was worse than that. The Gamecocks had no chance whatsoever at any point in time to win the game. So you want to sign up for more losses? Right now, did the Gamecocks play Oklahoma and Texas in baseball this year? Let me look this up right quick. Besides all those other ones, you got, oh, man. Besides playing Clemson and Florida, now upcoming, you got Arkansas this weekend. They're fourth in the country. You got North Carolina, they're ranked. You got Georgia, they're ranked in the top 10. Yeah, they got Texas and Founders Park. That'll be ugly. And they don't have Oklahoma, so they skip Oklahoma. But you see the point, like, now you got Texas coming here. That's three more losses, pal. That's it. At least two. No one wants to sign up to lose more. Yeah, it's great. Oh, big money, more losses. It was a terrible, terrible thing for Oklahoma and Texas to come in the SEC if you're a South Carolina fan. Yeah, nice to brag about, except for we get the absolute snot beat out of us a couple more times. Hey, short break. We'll come back. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-815. If you're on hold, I'm coming back to you, by the way. Get your garage floor. Get it done right. I love the fact that I don't move a finger. They do everything for me. These people are awesome. They're amazing. Their experience pays off. It's unbelievable how good this company is. They're the most experienced garage floor company out there. They were the garage floor company. Remember the country song, Country, when country wasn't cool? They were doing this when it wasn't cool. And they were doing this when people go, what are you talking about garage floors? Well, now everybody loves it and has to have it. But this is the one company to go with. This is the people who started it in the upstate. Go with the best. Carolina Flooring Specialist. No obligation phone call. 10 minutes of your day. 404-815-8. Butch and Arthur, hang on. I swear I'm coming to you in the final segment of the week after this.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
The Wahala Performing Arts Center proudly presents Trey Twitty and Tila Lynn on March 28th.
Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can.
Experience the timeless magic of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn as their grandchildren carry the torch with classics including Hello Darling and Coal Miner's Daughter. Trey and Taylor bring the stories behind the songs to life, funny, touching, and straight from the family that lived them. It's like stepping back into country music history. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
When your drain backs up, speed matters. So does unclogging it right. Ditch the Drano and leave the rooter machine in the past. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air protects and perfects your home with lightning-fast service and uses top-of-the-line hydrojetting equipment that clears through grease, roots, and the toughest clogs all in the same day you called. We'll clear your drain today so you don't have to scramble to clear tomorrow's schedule. That's the bold white and blue way that our members across the upstate experience with every call. Go to boldwhiteandblue.com to book now, and we'll head your way to clear your drains today.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
The only thing you want after a Bojangles ham biscuit is another one. For a limited time, get two ham biscuits for $5. Cravings meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
It's bow time. The Bojangles Chicken Rice Bowl is back. Get dirty rice, slow-cooked Cajun pintos, cheese, and your choice of chicken for just $7.49. But order now. It's only here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Prepare your lawn and landscaping for spring with a visit to the professionals at your local Landscaper Supply. From right mowers to mulch, landscaping materials, and more, Landscaper Supply has what the homeowner and lawn care professionals need to get the job done. Choose from one of seven upstate Landscaper Supply locations or find us at landscapers-supply.com. Landscaper Supply is the number one right mowers dealer in South Carolina. Landscaper Supply, online at landscapers-supply.com.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Elkmont shoppers, there are only a couple of weeks left on Elkmont's lease in Powdersville. The closeout sale is going on now, 50% off or more on most items at the Powdersville location. Clothing, shoes, game day, fixtures, hangers, it all has to go. We don't have room in Clemson for the inventory, so our loss is your gain. All the brands you love, now on sale. Thank you for your support, and we hope you will continue to visit us in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need.
I love that one, man. You know what got me on that Elvis Presley this morning, Mike, was I heard him do that, and see if I could finish the show with this one. That's all right, sweet mama. You know that one? I love that, man. We don't hear enough Elvis Presley on the radio. I don't know why. Nobody plays Elvis Presley.
The King.
King. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. MyAllDry.com. So two quick All Dry stories for you. Number one is I am at the every time we leave baseball practice now, this has happened three times in a row, I've seen the All Dry truck going down the road, the van. And that's the coolest logo they've got. And then I saw some All Dry guys yesterday that worked with the company and reminded of it. I had lunch with them a few weeks ago. And, man, they were just great guys. It's awesome, guys. Mike, I don't want to have to mitigate a lot in my life. But I was reading an article the other day on this company about mitigation of water damages. And one of the key components to it all, two of the key components of it all, is timeliness of the water damage. Like, you got to do it right away, do the mold, and then having the expertise and the right equipment. Now, I would say timeliness, part of that is the local flavor, the local people, because these are local guys, and they're going to take care of you instead of you know, calling some phone bank. I love that. And I will just tell you this. This is my personal testimonial. These are good, good people, man, and they're going to take care of you. And so trust me on this. If it goes bad with water or mold, your local water and mold experts is MyAllDry. MyAllDry.com. AllDry. These are great folks. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. Their business is growing like crazy because they're earning more business every single day with their awesome expertise. 654-ROAR. A texter says this. This is a Gamecock fan said, South Carolina said, the Gamecocks have split with Texas and Oklahoma in every sport they face each other. Well, first of all, it's only been 2 years. And another thing is, you hadn't played Texas a whole lot yet. He said, and South Carolina blew out Oklahoma in their first year in the league. Yeah. And then Oklahoma came back and played them back for that. And men's basketball, they were 1-1 against Oklahoma this year. Oklahoma put them out of the SEC tournament. They were 0-1 last year, so that's 1-2. They did beat Texas last year at home. In football, they hadn't played Texas yet, and they're 1-1 against Oklahoma. And so in men's basketball, they're 2-2. In football, they're 1-1. And in baseball, they're 1-2 against Oklahoma last year. They hadn't played Texas enough. And then I made the point that, yeah, even women's basketball destroyed them. It's the men's basketball team beat Oklahoma once, lost to them once, beat them in football and all that. But here's my text back to 53-28. I said, I'll take Texas and Oklahoma in the three men's major sports over the next 5 years for $100 a game. You want that bet? Mike, if I gave you that, I'm going to give you South Carolina.
Okay.
And we're going to bet $100 a game in football, men's basketball, and baseball. Really, I'll tell you, over there, I say 5 years. For my life, this has been my 401k. This has been my retirement plan. You wanna take that? I'll give you South Carolina, and I'll take Texas and Oklahoma every time they play for $100. You want it?
I mean, I'm not a gambling man, but I don't.
You're a guitar man. You're not a gambler.
On an overloaded poultry truck.
The guy said, dude, $20 a game. I'm broke. LOL. I mean, I get it. Yeah, optimism, but who do you think's going to be better in football, men's basketball, and baseball? Texas, Oklahoma, or South Carolina?
I'm leaning toward those western states there.
Okay. All right. That's my point. I think I made my point. Let me see if Butch wants that bet. Butch, I don't want to take your money. My man, how you doing this morning?
My man.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you was.
I still am, buddy. Hey, I still am.
Hey,
can I say one quick thing? Can I get in this one quick thing?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm listening to a national political talk show host yesterday, and and he said this. He was making a point about something else I'm not even going to get into because it's too controversial. But he said, man, you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of hating each other. I'm tired of people telling me how I have to hate. And because someone disagrees with me, I have to hate them. You know, I grew up in Columbia where you know, and we do, we act like we don't hate each other. Harold Dutch told me that one time, like in the middle of COVID, he goes, I just want to get back to where, like, I can just hate South Carolina rather than hating everything else in the world. And it's joking about that. But the point is, man, I've got some of my best friends in the world. Some of my best listeners, best callers are Gamecock fans. So, anyway, you're still my man, buddy. Even if I've made you mad.
We're still brothers from another mother, for sure.
All right.
You know what I'm saying, Mickey? Hey, only reason why I watch Clemson football is to hope they lose. I mean, that's what we are.
That's how you're supposed
you
to do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
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 Yeah, but I still love you as a person. Love
it.
As a brother.
Love it.
Yeah. That's what we're supposed to be.
All right.
And it's easy to pile on us right now because we down. Yeah. You know?
And I don't mean to be it. It is a topic in the chat. Now, look, Chad from Columbia does mean to pile on. I'm not piling on. I'm trying to point out, like, where you're going
on stuff. He's a knothead. He don't know them struggles.
All right, let me ask you this then.
Them struggles that we faced back in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, the struggles was real.
Okay, so to his point, you don't want to drop by the SEC then?
Well, that's a funny point. You remember there was several months ago, maybe even last year, I was like, well, why don't we just leave the SEC and go back to the ACC then? And you told me, or you made the comment off the air, that's tapping saying uncle. Nah, we were in the ACC at one time. All we'd be doing is going back.
Well, yeah, and that's another thing too.
Independent.
Sometimes tapping
out. Won a national championship.
Yeah, but so, why did they leave, Mickey?
Oh, Frank McGuire, and the 800 rule of Frank McGuire.
No, Mickey, tell them the truth. SAT scores.
That's an 800 rule.
800 was too high.
The 800 rule was too high, and they wanted to go down. Yep. It was a huge mistake, by the way. They messed up. They paid for it for years and years. They should have never left the ACC. They're an ACC school.
I agree.
Yeah. But with that said,
I agree 100% because they were one of the founders of ACC.
Yeah. Now, I would say this. My ego would not let me call uncle, but there's an awful lot of exit strategies that do pay off. Sometimes calling uncle is a pretty good thing to do. Like, just cut your losses a little bit, man. When my true uncles, I grew up, Butch, with my two uncles that were, I grew up with the meanest uncles on earth. They would throw me in the water, teach me how to swim. But we had these boxing gloves, and we would box in the bed. But they had cuts. Yeah. They had the leather on them. There was hard plastic, that pleather, and they have cuts. Anyway, they hit me in the nose. I start sneezing, and they really beat up on me. But so I never really. But I was too dumb to call uncle to my real uncles.
Oh,
but I should have tapped out,
you
man.
You ain't but 6 years older than me. I grew up the same kind of uncles in Berea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so the bottom line is, like, I should have called uncle, though, in hindsight.
Nah, you can't give up.
Okay.
I can't give up.
Right.
I can't. I don't have quit in me. If they went back to the ACC and they started losing there, it'd just be something else for Chad to pile on, you to pile on, Walt to pile on.
Honest to goodness, man, I am not trying to pile on.
When you're down, it's easy.
Yeah.
It is easy.
Hey, I'm going to end this on a good note. I got to end this on a good note.
Yeah.
Well, tell me the best thing about the weekend. What are you doing this weekend? What's the best news for you for the weekend?
Best news for me this weekend is this pretty sky we got right here.
Isn't it? 85 and 87 degrees. Get out there and enjoy it. Take the dogs out, man. Take the kids out. Enjoy it, buddy.
And when you feel the breeze, hold your arms out and say, thank you, Jesus.
No doubt.
Talking to you.
No doubt, buddy.
Bless you, Mickey.
You too, my friend. Always good to hear from you. My man. All right, buddy.
You too.
My man. I love that guy. I love Butch, man. My best friend in the world is traveling right now, and he doesn't hear me talk about the Gamecocks, but he was in the car the other day, and he got on me a little bit about it. It's not piling on, man. I don't. But it is. I do think you have to analyze it, right? And Chad piles on. I'm not trying to pile on. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. I combine my homeowners and my auto owners, and Brad's done a terrific job. It's Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Mike, we're about to kick this thing off. 12:15 today. We've got that. We've got Clemson at 6:50. I've got Clemson baseball from South Bend, Indiana today. Canuck going. That's a little bit of a, I don't say surprise, but I thought they might have made a little change in that one. No, for sure.
Yeah.
4:30, 4 o'clock pregame from South Bend, Indiana.
Our guy Tony Schufo on the call.
I love Tony Schufo.
With Bob Mahoney.
Yeah, I love that. No, is it Brad?
Oh, it might be Brad. Yeah, you're right.
I love that broadcast team. They do a great job with all that. And then women's basketball this weekend and men's basketball tonight, and hopefully men's basketball on Sunday and the Notre Dame series all weekend long. Tune in. Get on the app. Listen in. Watch in. Do it all. So that's going to be awesome. Skip the music, Michael Vaughn. 2-minute drill. What do you have for me?
Mickey, next week, Major League Baseball.
Let's go.
Let's crank it up. There'll be a game on Wednesday.
Yankees.
And then Thursday, they'll get it all going. But then, April 2nd and April 3rd, some big baseball news here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thursday, April 2nd, the Greenville Drive will kick it off for their South Atlantic League South Division campaign. And then the Friday, April 3rd, the Hub City Spartanburgers will crank it up for Season 2. Can't wait for both of those. Some outstanding baseball coming here in the upstate.
What a time of year, man. What a time of year. My 2-minute drill, Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com. For all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. I want you to go to all of his sites, tiger-properties.com, ericnewton.com, Newton Scott Associates. Do some research there. Go to their social media sites. Follow them. Their drone stuff is amazing. And some of the things they're doing with how they're showcasing their properties right now, check out that complete list of properties they have and how they, and services they have to help you. It's ericnewton.com. Butch kind of stole my thunder with my two-minute drill. Is 85 and 87 degrees, fishing, getting outside, taking the kids outside. I'm going to cut the grass this weekend. I'm going to get the some stuff out of the gutters this weekend. I'm going to play golf this weekend. It's just going to be a great weekend. So get out and enjoy that, along with tomorrow in Greenville. You know, I didn't hear enough from people who went to the game last night. Maybe facts of the guys could talk about that a little bit. But, you know, get to Greenville for that one. Do the all the baseball stuff all weekend long. High school sports out there all weekend. It's just an awesome time to be outside and enjoy this. Pre-piling, too. So enjoy this for sure. Let me thank John Stilwell, ReedyLandCo.com, talking about the Big Palmetto outdoor event coming up in Columbia next weekend. Let me thank Josh Williams, previewing Clemson, Iowa, and the upset possibilities as well. Mike, great job, man. I enjoyed 2 days with you this week.
Man, I loved it. Yep, great to be back.
Guitar man. Good stuff there for sure. And she's a piano aunt.
Yes, she is. Happy birthday, Peggy.
Yeah, good stuff for sure. Up next to my favorite people, Faxon and Sam, have a great weekend. We'll probably tune in on Monday, which we'll see right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.